The Angels in Seattle to start a series Thursday. A lot of accomplished sluggers in this game. And maybe the game's best player, Mike Trout. In the second, the Angels would get to Seattle starter James Paxton.
First batter up is CJ Krohn. This is hit well into left center field. It is out of here! Angels have a 1-0 lead. There's the 1-1 on Simmons. He swings and lifts a high drive. You can kiss it goodbye! 3-0 Angels.
Out toward center, not very deep. Trout has to race in, dives, and he got it. Trout makes the diving catch and robs Gamble of a bloop single and keeping this inning going.
And their hop home run hitter, Nelson Cruz, will be the next batter. It's lifted high and it's hit deep into center and it's going to go. It's tied up the game. It's now 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth.
Trout 1-for-3 in his career against Diaz. Calhoun standing at third, Revere at second, Maven at first. Slider ripped down the line, fair ball! Calhoun will score, here comes Revere, he will score. Maven is going to be waved home. A 3-RBI double for Mike Trout, and the Angels have a 6-3 lead.
The Angels get to within a game of a wild card spot as they finish off the Mariners 6-3 in Seattle. Mike Trout drives in 3, CJ Krohn with a solo homer. James Paxton's winning streak ends at 7 straight starts. The Angels blow a 3-0 lead but still manage to find a way to win in Seattle 6-3 on Thursday in the series opener. After the game, here's Angels manager Mike Scioscia.
Well, when you get a game on your terms, you like to finish it off that way. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that tonight, but our guys were up beating the dugout, and it's a great ninth inning for us with a big hit from Mike.
How about the walks those guys took? What do you think of those at-bats?
Good at-bats all the way, starting with Penny and then Cole, and we didn't get the bunt down, but Cam Maven too. We got throws that hard, and you have the discipline to lay off some close pitches. You're seeing the ball well, and our guys did that anyway.
About your approach to Paxton, he's a pretty good pitcher. He's got some runs off.
He's got really good stuff. He's always tough on us. CJ hit an off-speed pitch and killed it, and then Simba got a hold of a fastball, kind of middle in, and gave us a 3-run lead. Through most of the game, but outside of that, we didn't get too many good looks at him. Pitched a good game.
What did you think of Skaggs tonight?
I thought Skaggsy had really good stuff. I think he commanded counts better, got a little tired as the game went on. Obviously, the 3 walks aren't what you want to see, but when he needed to make a pitch, he did. And, you know, got us 19 outs against a team that's really swinging the bat well. And he's had some trouble with some of the guys over there. And, got us a great point of the game, so that's a great outing by Tyler.
Where is Norris right now in his... How do you feel that he's pitching at this point?
We're gonna sit back and try to take a look at some of the things we've been going on with Bud. We've been looking at some things, and it's just commanding counts. He's getting behind some counts and having trouble. He's got really good stuff. He should be as effective now as he was earlier in the season. You know, his stuff is still good, so hopefully he can kind of take a half step back, exhale, and get back out there, and we'll see where we're going to use him.
Mike Trout went 2-for-5, including the eventual game-winning 3-run double in the top of the ninth, and he talks about his effort after the game.
Yeah, I just don't want to do too much. You know, you see, you know, the velocity's up at, you know, 100, so I just take a nice, easy swing and get a good pitch to hit. You know, I took the first one. I just wanted to see one. Then he flipped the slider over the middle of the plate, and I just got to, you know, put a good piece on it.
How fun is it for you and to see coming to the ballpark now, playing some meaningful games with this group?
Yeah, I love this. We love this. You know, the guys are coming to the ballpark. We're picking each other up. You know, Skaggs came out, threw the ball great, and, you know, we're trying to take this momentum tomorrow.
Let's talk about those guys stepping up. Krohn, Bedrosian, Skaggs, how big are they for your group at this point?
They're huge. You know, everybody's going to have to step up. You know, we've been banged up all year, but we're having fun, and, you know, we're coming to the ballpark ready to win and win the ball games.
Can a win like this catapult the confidence even more for you guys?
For sure, you know, you just get the momentum, take it in tomorrow, and you know, we can't look ahead of ourselves, can't look in the standings. You got to take it one game at a time and try to win series. That's all we can do.
The second game of the series Friday has J.C. Ramirez starting for the Angels against Marco Gonzalez of the Mariners.